worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
And ho, ho, ho to you, you... Ho, welcome to a freak accident. It is the week of Christmas, holiday celebrations in full swing, and we are enjoying it as well. My name is Crisco. Of course, this is not a standard new episode of a freak accident. Instead, it is the best of a freak accident. This is our standard tradition that we do every year. We take the last 2 weeks of the year off to just take time to sort of rest, recuperate, spend more time with family, dealing with, you know, the chaoticness of the holiday season. We know you're probably doing the same. Who knows even when you're going to be listening to this, but we do still like to give you something around the holidays to indulge in, because heaven knows you're surrounded by family, you got a lot going on, you still need to do some self-care, right? That's where a freak accident comes in. Yeah, I know, I just compared this podcast, of all podcasts, to the idea of self-care, but whatever. If you're listening, it's probably because you enjoy it. Anyway, my name is Crisco. Our website is afreakaccident.com, and our email address is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Now, how this works when we do a best of, if you've never heard one before, we actually just did one a couple weeks ago, I think. But when we do a best of, we go back through the show's history, now more than 300 episodes, and we find some of our favorite segments, our favorite moments, our favorite bits, the most interesting or funny discussions or whatever. We grab a couple of them and we compile them into this. It's usually a handful of segments from past episodes. I do a little intro for each one. I give you the date stamp for each episode that each segment came from. So if you want to go back and listen to that whole episode, you could do that, because a lot of times in these segments, we'll be referencing something that happened earlier in the episode or whatever. Maybe you're thinking like, man, what was that? What are they talking about? Well, you could go back and listen to the full episode, because like I said, I give you that information the best that I can. But this year, I think, considering 2021 was supposed to be the end of the pandemic of COVID-19, and that still has not quite happened, it would seem. I thought like the best thing to do would be to keep things in 2019. So that's all of these segments you're about to hear are coming from a pre-pandemic world. It was a simpler world, an easier world. Things were a little bit less complicated back then, perhaps. But we're going to bring that to you. We've got five segments for you on this episode of The Best of a Freak Accident. And again, we're just glad that you're here and taking time to enjoy it. We hope that you do. I know we will, listening back at some of these moments. Let's get right to it. It is The Best of a Freak Accident.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
All right, our first segment on this episode of The Best of a Freak Accident is coming from May 9th of 2019. So yeah, we're throwing it back close to 3 years at this point already. This is 21 facts you probably don't want to know. But of course, us being who we are, we're going to tell you about these facts anyway, because since we know them, you have to know them too, so we could suffer together. It's on now on The Best of a Freak Accident. Oh, I thought he was cueing me to sing, and I was like, I don't know the facts.
The facts of life.
I thought he was, yeah, I don't know.
Nope.
These are 21 facts from BuzzFeed that you probably don't want to know, but we're going to tell you anyway because you deserve to find out. You deserve to be as miserable as we are for having accumulated this knowledge.
Everybody needs it now. Mickey's just giving an Ari face.
Oh, is it veritably? Is it veritably Ari?
Oh, did I miss that
one? Yeah, no, that was last week. He said veritably instead of veritably. Yeah, so my whole thing is, yeah, don't give me a hard time about the whole puppy. The wordsmith nonsense.
Nah.
Y'all screw up too. Yeah. Except Mickey, she's perfect.
Mm. Nah, I just don't talk enough.
I mean, that could be part of it. I mean, part. You said it, not me. I didn't. So here are some facts, Mickey, to ruin your day.
Joy.
Your skate park is going to close again in 4 months.
Stop it.
That's a fact of life. A fact of life.
No, I'm just kidding. Except that is going to happen.
You build the ramps. You build the ramps, you take them down, and then you find that you made no money. The fact's of life. The fact's of life.
See, he's being mean.
I see that.
I was just cracking an innocent joke.
It was the same thing. Except I sang it. Mine was nicer. I was creative.
Ooh, the side eye. The side eye. There are over 200 corpses on Mount Everest, and they are used as waypoints for climbers.
Yeah, they're pointing actually. Yeah.
they've actually got the bodies propped up and pointing toward the summit now.
People pose next to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's only another 500 feet once you reach the Asian guy.
Oh, jeez.
Should only take 10 minutes.
Yeah. Number two, rabbits will eat their own young if they're stressed enough.
That I knew.
This is why Mickey doesn't have kids.
Yeah.
She has. Like, she's given birth to them. She just hasn't kept them because the stress has got to her. Just, you know, stress-induced cannibalism. God. Number three, your skeleton is wet.
Gross.
These are compiled from Reddit, by the way.
It's true, though. I mean, your body has water in it.
That last one was Apple O2-ish.
O2-ish.
And your skeleton is wet came from a Meiglian minor cow.
That's where I go to my facts.
It takes longer to say WWW than it does to say World Wide Web.
Yeah.
More syllables.
Which is what it, yeah. Yeah. That was from DigBic5000.
He digs bics.
Yeah, he's really a big fan of those pens.
Or the razors.
Huge fan. Yeah. Five, in toddlers, their adult teeth are right underneath their eyes.
Oh, kids are freaky.
We were all one at one point.
Is that true? See, I always thought that the new teeth, like, formed after the old teeth started falling out. Like calcium built up and just made new teeth. Or they grew, like, the seeds.
There's cavities.
And they're all up there?
And they all slowly drop as everything grows.
Oh, God. So there's like, there's empty vacuous holes in my head now where my teeth used to be?
Yeah.
Or it fills out eventually.
With
what?
And
that's what the calcium deposits fill the holes.
Rats.
Really?
He's obsessed with that.
Yeah.
I was surprised he didn't
Have
say...
Have you been listening to too much Ghost?
I was surprised you didn't say Johnny Cash Cream is what fills out those cavities.
Oh, boy.
Cash Cream. Clean your butt.
That was Danger Noodle 123, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And Alfando 1234.
He wants them up.
These people with these numbers, man, you guys are real creative. No one knows how anesthetics work. Anytime they put you under for a routine operation, there's currently no scientific explanation for why you're unconscious.
Awesome.
That's terrifying.
It's just, is it like just a placebo? Like they tell you, oh, we're going to give this to you and you're going to go to sleep. And so then you're like, oh, you know.
Maybe.
That was terrifying.
You expect to be? The TSA didn't catch 95% of guns and other paraphernalia going through airports during a government-run experiment. Missed 95%.
Shock.
Glad that they're doing so much good work.
Again, why are they there?
To screw up people's lives.
That's literally it. To make my airplane going experience that much more difficult.
Well, you hear what they did to that guy in Canada? Was it like last week? He went in there. He cannot walk. He's in one of those jazzies. They took it from him, and he's crawling on the ground.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, that's the guy who has the bomb.
Yeah, these guys are great. They're keeping us real safe. Number eight, the picture for your funeral program may already have been taken. That was recently. Yeah. We mentioned that in another thing.
That was Shower Thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're kind of intertwinable in some senses.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Keep me looking young and handsome-ish, not like old, wrinkled, and busted.
Now, I'm hoping someday I just get miraculously better.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mickey.
You needed it. I haven't been here for a couple weeks.
Barcode scanners scan the white parts, not the black, racists.
Yeah, why? You avoiding them? Mickey, you answer.
Oh, stop.
It's friggin' segregation. Oh, it's unbelievable. Dogs like squeaky toys because it reminds them of a small animal being killed.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew that.
I did not. That is fascinating.
In fact, I think it's all animals. Like, all pets. Mm. They do it, like your cats. They like it because it's death.
That's why people don't understand why their pets rip apart their toys.
Yeah, because actually it would be a small animal that they'd be tearing apart.
Yep.
Yeah. Coco used to rip all of the stuffing out of every stuffed animal that we got her.
Yep.
That's the name of his sister.
You don't know if there is a secret everybody knows except you.
So eventually Mickey's going to find out.
Yeah, right. Unless you keep your mouth shut.
Nah.
Shut up! Was that her?
No.
Nope.
Who was that? It sounded like it could have been Mickey.
No.
It's not.
No. Genghis Khan killed so many people in his wake that the farmlands they had used returned to being forests. He did this at such a scale that it actually significantly reduced carbon in the atmosphere.
So he saved people.
Saved the Earth.
No, he was Thanos before Thanos was Thanos.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
Thanos just killed half of everything in the universe so that the other half could prosper.
Sure.
See, like I said, Thanos did nothing wrong. I'm fully on Team Thanos. In fact, I think he should have went one step further. Kill everything.
Wouldn't it have been a twist in that movie if he got all the Infinity Stones and then realized he couldn't snap his fingers?
Oh, my God.
Damn it, I can't do it!
The FDA allows for small amounts of rat droppings in candy bars.
And hot dogs.
Ah. Why'd you have to ruin hot dogs? They did nothing to you.
If you live to become the oldest person alive, the entire human population has been replaced in your lifetime, except you.
Yep.
That's really sad.
Butterflies have been known to drink blood. Thanks to pregnancy, the average number of skeletons in a human body is greater than one.
Ew.
Oh, that is a disturbing fact.
Why are skeletons so gross?
I don't know.
Hello Nurse went to like this weird oddity shop that's local with one of her friends today.
Yeah, strange and unusual.
Yeah, and they have a skeleton, I guess, that's on sale for like $3,000. It's like, who was it?
Yeah.
I want to know.
They probably do know.
I'd have to know. Because then I'm going to, like, haunt their relative's house with that skeleton.
Hey!
I'm going to attach it to a drone and, like, fly it past their windows and stuff.
Then put on their I was John.
Cannibalism is pretty damn common in hamsters.
Yeah.
People who freeze to death are sometimes found naked because as they near dangerously low body heat, they get the sensation that they're burning hot. Ironic.
Hmm.
I would just want to get naked before I died.
Nah.
That was from Sneaky Badness.
Yeah, he likes to get naked.
Your belly button is just your old mouth.
Ooh!
Yeah?
Ooh, it's true. That's where the umbilical cord was.
You pass the anniversary of your death every year. And finally, moths will vibrate their nads as a way to prevent a bat from locating them.
That's how I do it.
Yes.
And I've never been bit by
a
bat.
It would be great the day in comics when a criminal finds out that that's how you elude Batman. You just shake your ween at him and he runs away.
No. You shake them together. Stay away, Batman.
Batman's finally foiled.
Yeah, that's his kryptonite.
Yeah.
Nads rubbing.
Dancing Man is the only criminal to never be caught by Batman.
Yeah.
The Vibro. Whatever his name is. So there's 21 unfortunate facts to ruin your day.
It ruined ours.
It did. It probably ruined this whole episode. Nah, that isn't true. Mickey was actually here this time. This episode's net positive number one in the upward direction.
We did it. One day without an incident. We have
That's right. Call OSHA. Report this one.
Yeah.
We're good. We're in great shape.
You're listening to the best of A Freak Accident. Do you enjoy listening to A Freak Accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit AFreakAccident.com and make some more mistakes.
Oftentimes when you're watching a fiction, you know, a movie or a show, or maybe you're even reading a book or something like that, you lose track of the fact that this is not reality. This is not the real world. So when a segment like this comes along that gives you some, in some cases, very disturbing statistics about some of these fictional worlds, it can kind of give you pause from time to time. And us being regular consumers of fiction, we were all about this segment. It's coming from June 21st, 2019, on Now, on The Best of a Freak Accident. This is from Cracked.com.
We cracked.
And it's just an interesting, like, it's kind of, Datization? I forget what that how that you pronounce that word. But
it's people that just take a lot of looks into movies and takes down the notes and the numbers.
Yeah,
and
it's quantifying certain things that you may not necessarily think about when it comes to certain movies and television shows.
Yeah.
It's 25 stats that will change the way you look at these things. From number one, rather number 25 on the list, is Forrest Gump. One day Forrest Gump just felt like running.
I just kept running.
In the grand scheme of things, he ran 15,248 miles.
Now the Proclaimers look like crap.
They
walked 500 miles. Yeah.
Yeah, you
forget it.
You giant wuss burgers got nothing on Forrest.
Yeah.
24, incidentally, has to do with the show. 24.
Ah.
Jack Bauer, the Kiefer Sutherland's main character on that show. How many people do you think he killed over the course of that series?
I never saw that show.
Really? Never one episode?
Not one episode. Although, I think it bothered me because it was an hour of the day each episode.
Yeah.
Where was the one where he slept?
Yeah.
One of those shows should have been...
Well, I mean, it was like there was stuff happening. You don't sleep at that.
No, it should have been a healthy eight episodes.
When you're trying to stop the president from getting assassinated, you don't sleep during that 24
That's
hours.
It's just not healthy.
He killed 309 people over the course of the show. Put a different way, that's one kill every 40 minutes. So he was averaging the murder of more than one human being per hour on 24.
Yeah, because that wasn't a long series. So, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Murder machine.
Darth Vader's Super Star Destroyer, the Executor, is how long, would you guess?
I couldn't even...
It's
like,
length.
I let me guess. 10,000 feet. I'm just pulling a number out of my
mind. It is 12 miles long.
Oh, that's big.
It would crush most of Manhattan if it were to land atop it.
So it makes you wonder, why didn't he just land that thing on things?
Right? Seriously.
That would have made things a lot easier for him.
In Warhammer 40,000, the Emperor has sat upon the Golden Throne for nearly 11,000 years.
That seems like butt pain.
It's about as long as humans have lived in cities.
Can you imagine the butt groove you'd get from that? That'd be healthy.
This is crazy. We've both seen the Lego movie.
Yes.
Recreating the Lego movie using actual Lego pieces.
Yeah.
Would require 15,800,330 blocks.
I'm in to do it.
A tower made with that many Lego bricks would reach almost 90 miles high.
So it would be the tallest building in the world if you tried to recreate it.
By a long shot.
Yeah.
In Ghostbusters, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man shows up at the end. Being 112.5 feet tall and 37.5 feet wide, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters contains nearly 925,000 gallons of marshmallow.
That made me so hungry. Oh my God.
It could make up to 186 million s'mores. Now I want s'mores.
How can you have s'mores if you never had one before?
All right, this is funny. In the two movies he stars in, because everybody pointed out, right, when Batman v Superman came out, everybody was mad because Batman kills people in the movie.
Yeah.
You don't think about this. In the two movies that he stars in, Michael Keaton's Batman kills 20 people.
I think they did it so well that you didn't even notice.
Just for reference, that's three more kills than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh. Batman's an awful person. Why?
Batman. By the way, that is who Murderer likes to name himself after, too. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yes, so that's where we get.
Come on, murder! Just murder four more people, and you'll take Batman down off his pedestal. A blaster bolt in Star Wars is fast, but not as fast as light. In fact, not even as fast as a bullet. In fact, it is about as fast as a soccer ball in an international penalty shootout. Suddenly blocking blasters with your lightsaber doesn't seem that impressive anymore, does it?
No, you should be shot at that point. By the time you get out, it's like...
Well, no, because it's moving... Well, yeah, if it were moving as fast as light.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in fact, it only moves as fast as a soccer ball, which is why blocking them is so easy.
Oh, okay, now I was thinking of the lightsaber, not the blaster.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Yeah, no, the blaster, the blaster
so
bolt.
So, that's, yeah, an average person could do that.
Yeah, not impressive at all anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Now that ruined the movie for me.
The damage to Manhattan in the Avengers has been calculated at $160 billion.
You see, that's something I always thought they should cover because they always just say, oh, happy ending. No, it is not.
That's more than 9/11, Hurricane Katrina, or the 2011 tsunami in Japan.
Yeah, how did they repair all that? And especially by the next movie.
Shield money.
That doesn't... No way. That's not enough money.
Taking care of 101 Dalmatians... You better get ready to clean up 76 pounds of poop every single day.
That's a part of the movie Disney didn't cover.
Yeah.
The poop.
Yeah. In Lord of the Rings, Frodo and Sam walk 1,779 miles from Hobbiton to Mount Doom.
Oh, and they have no shoes, so that had to hurt.
That is about 55 miles beyond the distance from Los Angeles to Chicago. Yeah.
That's a lot of walking.
Middle Earth was big, man. If Wall-E worked around the clock without ever stopping to recharge, make repairs, or mess around, it would take him roughly 95 years to build one trash skyscraper.
So he's useless.
Basically.
That movie was awful.
According to tie-in novels, soldiers in Gears of War maintain their peak physical form with a daily intake of 6,900 calories. Three times that of a normal adult human. That is over 10 bargain buckets from KFC.
I wish I could eat that much without dying.
Yeah.
I could eat that much.
This is cool. In Star Trek The Motion Picture, the cloud that surrounds V'ger is stated to be 82 AU across. Now, just so you're aware, AU is the distance from the Earth to the sun. So that means that it is more than the distance from the sun to Pluto and back.
That's far.
Yeah. It was actually scaled back to only 2 AU. That is twice the Earth's distance to the sun in the special edition DVD. Because they realized 82 AU is insanely huge.
And yeah, that's just not...
Twice the size of the solar system.
Again, you could accomplish a lot if you just landed on things.
Right. In a World of Warcraft player can run the whole length of Azeroth in 1 hour and 10 minutes.
That was a big land.
At marathon speeds, this suggests that Azeroth is about 14 miles long, which actually isn't that huge. It's no, only the size of Manhattan.
But for a game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The main cast of Seinfeld dated a grand total of 212 girlfriends and boyfriends over the course of the series.
Oh, 9 years?
Kramer Jeez. Dated 27, George 62, Elaine 50, and Jerry 73.
Player.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he had a new girlfriend like every episode for a couple of them.
Yeah.
For like a good season.
In Dread, Mega City 1 has a population of 800 million compared to the 300 million in today's United States. And 17,000 crimes reported daily as opposed to 28,000 in the USA. That means that the crime rate in America is four times higher than in the dystopian Mega City 1.
Oh, that's sad. That's really sad.
Technically. No. But that's one city in that. If there's more than one mega city.
I don't care. That mega city's supposed to be bad.
The website Obsessed with Film calculated that in order to master piano, ice sculpture, and so on, Phil Connors had to spend 12,403 days stuck in Groundhog Day. That is just under 34 years.
That's why he was going crazy.
It's a lifetime, man.
That's why he was killing himself all the time in that movie.
Yeah? In Star Trek Voyager, the titular spaceship needs 70 years to make the 70,000 light-year trip back home. Today's spacecraft would take 300 million years to travel the same distance. Minecraft's total surface area is over 9 million Earths.
9 million Earths.
9 million Earths.
That's why
Minecraft.
People are so obsessed with that game. There's so much.
There's so much to discover and find.
You can't.
It's impossible, yeah. The Titan Kronos from God of War stands 1,600 feet tall. Taller than the Empire State Building.
That's big.
By the time of the Cylon attack, 23.5 billion people lived in the 12 colonies of Kobol. When the series ended, about 38,000 were left. This is Battlestar Galactica, by the way.
Okay.
The death toll of Battlestar Galactica is 4 times the current population of Earth.
So they were off a little bit on reality.
Eat your heart out, Jack Bauer.
Yeah. He has nothing on them. Yeah, nothing. Yeah.
204 over the course of a 10-season show.
That's when they were eating an apple, they killed 204.
In Star Trek The Next Generation, Data, his processing capability is stated to be 60 teraflops. That is over 60 trillion operations per second. This was much faster than any computer when the show was on the air. But today's supercomputers, however, can process multiple petaflops, that is quadrillions of operations per second.
So basically, Data now would be like
he's like a Commodore 64.
That's what the name I was trying to think of. Yeah. He's like, ding, ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding.
Data is now dial-up internet compared to the technology we currently
have. Oh, yeah,
possess.
He's recycled at this point.
Smaug's fortune in The Hobbit has been estimated at 2,690 tons of gold. That's slightly less than the 2,814 tons in the International Monetary Fund's reserve and about one-third of the entire U.S. gold reserve.
Take that, Bill Gates.
And number one.
Yes.
The Death Star is the size of a small moon, but its habitable space isn't limited to its surface. You'd have to cover the entire Earth, oceans and all, with a building 14 feet tall to get as much living space as the Death Star possesses.
And they just blew it up. What a waste.
I know, all that infrastructure and money and metal and resources, and you just decided to shoot a missile down its butthole.
Why do you think he had that face at the end where who's the one at the end right before it blows up?
Lando?
No. Inside the Death Star.
Oh, Tarkin?
Yeah, Tarkin. Why do you think he has that face of, you know, that's the last thought he had.
I worked so hard.
And now it's been out for like a minute. Great.
Those are all very interesting.
Yeah.
I like pieces of data like that.
Including one about Data.
Yeah, Data.
Data about Data.
There you go. Inception, again, on a Big. Freak Accident.
It's the best of a freak accident. Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
Let's be honest, being married is not easy. I'm married, Kara is married, Lazy E is all but married, as is Mickey. At least the two of them are in long-term, very long-term relationships. But there are frequent things you might notice that married couples or couples in general fight about. And this was a list compiled, the top 5 things we argue and bicker about with our significant other. This is from October 10th, 2019, now on the best of A Freak Accident. Isn't that Grace's Downfall?
It is.
Another wonderful local band. Look them up. They're pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
This is the top 5 things married couples fight about. This is compiled by Buthel.
Buthel.
So I'm married. You're not, but
I'm
will be
married.
Eventually,
yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
Mickey has no intention of ever getting married.
But basically
her and Murder are basically married. But if you're in a relationship at all, this study here polled 75,000 married couples and found the top 5 things that they fight about. Now, I imagine any kind of live-together situation is going to fall under these categories.
Totally.
Number one was chores. Complaining about, fighting about chores.
Well, because you lived by yourself or with other people
for so long, you already got yourself in a habit of doing other things. All of a sudden, your world has changed.
Right, yeah. That could be. This means the experts say the best way to avoid that is to just split them up 50-50 or keep it as close as possible. So is the problem here really that one person is doing significantly more of them than the other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, again, somebody may think that they're doing enough, but that I fall into that problem.
Sure.
Because I did what I thought was enough, but proofreader, she likes it a lot cleaner than I did, and so it's a lot different.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I kept my place clean, but she's clean.
She's a neat freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like you can't like be leaving your pants on the floor when you come home and you just want to take your pants off and sit down on the couch.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. Number two, to that end, is the definition of clean.
Oh, exactly.
What you consider clean is not what she considers clean.
And that goes with every single couple.
See, in my case, Hello Nurse has actually probably got it easier because what I consider clean is way less than what she, well, I should say she has a, what would I say? I consider things clean at much lower of a point than she does.
Well, that's me with proofreader.
Okay. Right, I guess.
That's the problem.
Well, no, I mean, I guess in that sense, what my whole thing is, you know, she's always asking me, like, do you think the place is clean? Do you think the place is clean enough? Do you think the place is clean enough? And I'm always like, yeah, the place looks awesome. Like, what are you talking about? I don't feel like it's clean enough. It's like, it looks great. Like, you know, what are you so worried about?
What else can you do?
That's what I mean.
It's like, do you want me to wax the floor? Don't wax the floor. People are going to walk on it.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. It's not like I live like a slob, but it's more so like she is way more concerned about perceived cleanliness than I am. Yeah. I'm always like, the place is fine. Like, it doesn't need any more work. But it just this goes on to say men and women don't always agree about cleanliness. Does it matter? Mean no dirt or no clutter? Some try to come to a consensus on what it looks like. That's, you know, the one thing that, like, can get bad sometimes is, like, when there's an accumulation of dust.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's always at the top of a door.
Right.
Or a closet.
Yeah.
That you don't normally see. And then all of a sudden one time, like, that almost looks like a spider web is there. And you're like,
oh, no. Yeah, it's a cobweb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number three, how often to have the good old hanky-panky? How often to get busy?
The guys lose that one every single time.
This recommends don't put too much pressure on it. Around 25% of couples do it once a week.
Lucky.
Lucky? I mean, I'm just going to say I can't imagine doing it that infrequently.
I'm too tired.
Research shows most couples do it 1 to 3 times a month.
That doesn't add up.
Well, that's 25% once
okay,
a week.
Okay, okay, most. Okay.
Most only do it 2 to 3 times a month. So, like, what percentage must I fall into then?
I fall into the first.
I must be an extreme minority.
Yeah.
Number four, using your phone too much. That's an issue, I think, that goes beyond couples, and it's just a general societal problem at this point.
I have that problem when I'm with proofreader, and it's not because I do it when I'm out with friends or anything like that. The problem is when I'm at home,
right?
I'm comfortable, I'm just scrolling through my phone, and then sometimes, and it's my fault, I forget that we're watching something together, and I'll just look at my phone, and she goes, are you even paying attention? I'm like, yeah, I just messed up.
Well, you know what it is, too, though? In your case especially, I think it's more excusable than most because you work in entertainment.
And
you
I want to keep
a podcast. You got to keep up with what's going on in the world.
And that's the thing. I'm like itching to see what's happening.
Well, what do they always say, right, when it comes to radio, any kind of on-mic or on-camera thing? Life is show prep.
Yeah.
So you're always paying attention to what's going on because you never know when the thing that you're going to need to talk about the next time you're on the air is going to come up.
Exactly.
And you want to be ahead of all of that. So like I said, in your case, I think it's more excusable than the case of most people. But I mean, I can still understand it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Number five, what to spend money on. Major purchases should always be discussed. If you don't agree on what a major purchase is, just be specific.
I think a major purchase is, will it considerably hurt your bank account?
Right. Yeah.
I just, that should be a general thing. Or, I mean, major purchase. If you're going to buy a car, I don't care how much money you have, you talk about
that.
Well,
here's a question for you. Do you and Proofreader have separate bank accounts?
Yes.
You do. Okay.
And that's just because we just like to know that's your money, that's my, we'll spend money together.
Sure.
We pay the mortgage together, we pay everything together, but it's just better.
Less fights. Mickey's not here, but I wonder if her and Murd have separate accounts.
I think I remember her saying she did.
See, Ella Nurse and I do not joint account. It's all in one place.
Ugh.
So, I mean, the thing is, like, I mostly handle the finances just because, like, she doesn't like, it stresses her out.
That's opposite with me and Proofreader.
Yeah, it stresses her out like crazy. So, you know, early on we agreed. I was like, look, I'll handle this. I'm good with numbers. I'm good with budgeting. Like, I'll take care of it. Just don't worry. You know what I mean? But, like, but we both have, like, our own spending money. You know what I mean? That we both allocate to each other. And it's kind of like, okay, like, take this and do what you want with it. You know, when you run out, you can't have any more. You know what I mean? That's like the agreement. You know what I mean? But it's kind of like, but yeah, it's all tied in. I mean, you see, we do most things together anyway. So it's
I
like,
got burnt by that once. Well, and I don't think I ever will again.
And I don't blame you at all.
Yeah. When
not
I
even a little.
Looked at that bank account and $600 are gone from not the one I'm with now, but the previous. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you've learned the hard way why that's important.
Yeah.
I understand. So that's what I mean. I would never tell you you're wrong. Yeah. Never, ever. But those are the top five things. I mean, admittedly, it's about what you'd expect.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know, talk more. You know,
discuss.
To work things out. That's pretty much the solution to all of these every time.
You really should have that before you get married.
Yeah.
Kind of have that discussion about this kind of stuff. But if you have another problem that you find is frequent in your relationship, we'll keep you anonymous. Email us, freaks@afreakaccent.com.
And if you've got a problem in your relationship, we'll solve it because we're the smartest people in the world and we give great advice.
Yes.
So we'll solve your problems if they do exist. freaks@afreakaccent.com. Send your emails.
The best of a freak accident. Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
This next segment on the best of a freak accident is one of my all-time favorites, and I'll tell you exactly why. So Lazy E absolutely cannot stand it when people crack their joints, you know, knuckles, elbows, neck, whatever, back. He can't stand it. It's like nails on a chalkboard to him, or like some people can't deal with like styrofoam rubbing together. I know everybody just winced. Yeah, he cannot deal with it. So his reactions in this segment are gold and worth the entire episode in and of themselves. But this was also going along with a report from doctors saying cracking your joints may actually not be a good thing. And there's a horrific story to go along with it. This was from our episode back May 16th, 2019.
I get cracking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. That vocal style. The one that goes, ha!
It's funk, man.
Ha! Come on, Mickey, give me a
ha!
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 Ha! That's more annoying than the sound of joints cracking, I would argue.
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. Kind of dig it.
So I'm going to see. I think I've got a couple of good cracks lined up here.
Don't.
I'm going to see if
the
I can
get
the
crack I have is underneath my underwear.
I was going to say, in your car seat, is that why you asked the old lady to drive off and not call the cops?
We said we weren't going to talk.
Contraband.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to see if I can get this to show up on mic. Let's see.
Don't do it. Oh!
Did you hear it?
Oh! Oh!
Wait, I got one on the other side.
Don't! Here.
Wait, ready?
You're going to die!
Ready? Ready?
Oh!
Okay.
Oh!
Oh, his face is purple. This really does bother him.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, he's a sick man.
You
repent.
That's a threat.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It's a promise. It's not a threat. It's not a rumor. It's a spoiler.
Yeah. Oh, stop it! No, you both suck!
Ooh! Suck. That was brutal. If you can see him right now, he's like he's all bunched up. Like he's in like a safety.
He wants to cover his ears. Yeah. He's got the headphones on.
He looks like have you ever like tried to pick up a caterpillar and then they wrap themselves up into like a tight little ball for safety? Yeah. That's what he looks like.
I thought you were gonna say a cat. That's
I don't know if
weird...
I can get my neck.
Ah! Stop it!
No.
So I'm gonna show you why that's gonna kill you.
Go ahead.
Okay, this is a real story. Real story.
A 28-year-old man, a young dad, has a major stroke. Josh Hader of Guthrie tore an artery in the back of his neck, leading to his brain. The cause of that stroke, he popped his neck.
The moment I heard the pop, everything on my left side started to go numb. I got up and I tried to go get an ice pack from the fridge, and I remember I couldn't walk straight.
His father-in-law rushed him to the ER.
He could have had a life-ending stroke.
Dr. McCollum at Mercy showed us Josh's x-rays.
Here is a tear in the artery right here.
Josh tore his vertebral artery, a crucial vessel leading to the brain. It did cause a lot of damage.
As one of the muscles that goes to his eye is weak because the nerve is injured.
Josh had to wear an eye patch for several days.
Double vision, blurry vision.
Doctors decided Josh's condition was best treated with medicine and physical therapy.
For the first few days, I couldn't walk without a walker.
Even though the walker is now put away, he's still...
That laugh was kind of unnecessary. I have a black dog.
Oh, jeez.
Has a lot of problems.
It is difficult for me to walk with my left leg.
Also, a very strange side effect.
But I had hiccups for about a week and a half straight.
Painful hiccups that he says nearly caused a panic attack.
Is he going to always have consequences of the stroke? Probably so.
We asked the doctor, is there any safe way to pop your neck?
You know, if you want to pop your neck, just kind of pop it side to side and don't twist it. Whenever you twist it, then there's a risk of tearing that vessel.
Why would you twist it?
Yeah, that's
well, they're saying like when you grab your neck and you go...
Oh, God, no. Yeah, no.
Well, yeah, no, because I did it side to side.
Right.
Yeah, like, which I was
going
to say.
But a lot of people I've seen do it, they grab their chin and the top of their head and they kind of do
they do the Harry Carey style.
That's the maneuver that the action hero does to break your neck.
Harry Carey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I've seen a lot of people do it that way. This is why...
That's how you twist your head off. No wonder this guy gave himself a stroke.
And this is why, you know, proofreader always says, oh, you got to go to a chiropractor. No way, man. I see what they do. They can kill you.
I mean,
or
they could.
Give you a stroke.
I mean, I could kill you. I wouldn't, but I could.
But you're like willingly say, hey, snap me.
Into a slip gym.
Yeah, that's
it
what
feels
you're
wonderful.
No. No.
So good.
You're going to end up having a stroke.
Have you ever even had, like, a massage?
No.
I'm assuming you have.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to say, I'm assuming you'll do it for me.
Yeah, no.
Rub me.
No.
Yeah, no. No.
Slick me up and rub me.
But, I mean, I've never been to the chiropractor. I feel like I should, considering how bad my back is.
It would help.
But I've gone to, like, you know, I've gotten massages before, and that's always, like, because they do the thing where they crack...
Right.
You know, your back, and that always feels amazing.
The problem is when you go to a chiropractor, proofreader has had this happen where if they get a good crack and it's been a while, it releases like stuff into your body and you have to poop fast. Like they'll tell you, you might have to go immediately.
I'm okay with that. Because that's the thing. The pops, it's not actually like...
Me with my Megan Cole, it'll just blow up.
Yeah. It's like we just look up one day and there's a mushroom cloud and mountaintop. It's like, well, we know what happened there.
Chiropractor.
Lazy, you finally went to the chiropractor.
I'm just laying there.
But the pops are actually like it's like pockets of gas, right? That get build up between
and
your joints.
It's cartilage too. Like just
You're not actually popping your bones off of each other. Oh, in some of my cases, I think it actually is my bones rubbing together that make the noises.
That's good.
Well, because they say, like, when you pop something, it should be, like, 20 minutes or so before you can pop again, because the gases that have to get back in there and build back up into those little pockets.
Well, that, and it could give you arthritis if you keep doing
it. There are things, like, if I twist my wrist a certain way, like, it pops constantly. And my toes, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just all the punching and kicking things over the years, but...
He was in karate, just to let you know.
I did martial arts.
So
I didn't just go around beating people.
Yeah, just punching walls.
I mean, I did that, too, but that was a different thing. So that's the thing. Like, it's not unnatural to do it. It's like you're releasing the stuff that builds up. As long as you're not, you know...
doing it in a dumb way.
Right, yeah.
Like, we do everything in a dumb way.
Yeah, I've seen Marines kill people doing this. I think I'll do it to give myself some relief in the upper shoulder. No. No, don't do that.
How about just don't crack your neck?
You don't crack anything.
Nope.
Really? You've never cracked anything.
See, by accident.
Now I want to hold him down and forcibly crack his neck because it's going to release the greatest cracking sound.
Probably.
And no. I bet that's where all of your anxiety is. It's in your neck because you don't crack it.
It's in my neck.
Yeah.
My neck. My back.
That's right. It's all in there because you don't
my
crack
Netflix
those things.
Netflix and my snacks.
Right. Yeah. That's Dr. Crisco giving you an analysis there.
Well... Dr. E says, no effing way.
Now, what about, is there anything on you that, Mickey, that cracks that's weird? Like, is there any, like...
I don't want to know this answer.
I don't think so.
Like, I don't know, like, I can't, like, every once in a while, my hip pops.
No, I'm not that old yet.
My knees crack all the time, my ankles, my toes.
No, here's the thing. My knees crack, but that's because I'm old.
When we were putting the skate park together, I did get up, and both of my knees cracked at the same time. That was rough. I was like, oh, I'm like, there's the age showing.
Yeah,
besides the face.
Oh, you're funny.
Ouch, man. That was a deep cut.
Says the 36-year-old.
Yeah, at least I look better.
I age
a lot better. Yeah. Why don't you both go crack?
I just did.
You did, yeah.
You wait 20 minutes. I'll do it again. Just to help you feel better.
There's a joke. I'm not going to land it. We know where it is.
Yeah, no, you can come to that conclusion on your own.
You're listening to the best of A Freak Accident. Here's what listeners are saying about A Freak Accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
One fun thing we did in October of 2019 was we decided to basically rule out what the worst candies were. It was like Halloween season, so we were talking about candy, and we had this list of reactions from people talking about their most disliked candies. We weighed in with our listeners, we offered our own feedback, and it ended up leading to something very interesting, and that we narrowed it down to what we thought were the two worst of all time. This is from October 3rd, 2019. Which candy would you banish on the best of A Freak Accident?
You know I keep that candy, yeah. I need more like Mandy, yeah. Stay up, take Addies, yeah.
Did he just advocate doing drugs?
Yes, he did.
Well, technically Adderall, if he has ADD, that's fine. I'm trying to make it better.
No, you just made it worse.
We're talking about candy.
Says the guy who before was like, ooh, bug.
But I wasn't like, ooh, bug. It flew into my face.
Well, it is technically spookies season, and we're going to be all eating a lot of candy come a couple weeks here.
Come a couple weeks.
So the question was posited on Twitter recently. There was a tweet that went viral over this past weekend, asking people which of these six candies they'd be willing to get rid of forever. Now, it specifically referenced these six. We kind of made it a little bit more broad than these six.
We want to, as a show, decide with your help which one needs to be gone forever.
Yeah, okay. So 35,000 people weighed in on that tweet. Like I said, we're not stopping with just the couple that they mentioned. So, we'll start with you weighing in because we did get your opinion on a Freak Accident's Facebook page, which this is why it pays to follow us on Facebook, because you get to interact when we do these listener active kind of things. Simone, number one comment, candy corn. Up next was Debbie, who said Almond Joy.
Okay.
Okay, Matthew. I'm not even going to try and pronounce his last name. Grigagitis? Sounds like some kind of terrible third world disease. Smarties?
Oh, I have a problem with that. I have a big problem. No way!
Okay.
That ever since, I think it started when I was a kid. Like, I would play Batman and stuff, and that was like my power pill. And I still to this day love Smarties.
D's mentioned candy corn, so that's two votes for candy corn of those who listened, weighed in. Heather, Tootsie Rolls. Murderer said Whoppers.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Simone then came back and said, no, those are the best.
I don't know about best.
So those are the few listeners who weighed in the last couple days. So those there's their input. What would you guys say?
Mickey.
Mike and Ike's.
Mike and Ike's.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a very strong contender, I think.
I'll take it one step further. What are the ones that look like Mike and Ike's, but they taste like anise? They taste like licorice. They're the pink and purple ones. They sell them at the movie theater. Good and Joy.
Good and Plenty's.
Good and Plenty's.
Good and Plenty's out.
Okay. I actually kind of like Good and Plenty's.
Gross.
The look she just gave me.
I know, right?
I like anise flavored things. That's just
I
me
like
personally.
The cookies, not in candy though.
Fair enough. There are worse things like Mallow Cups.
But they don't. Oh, do they even exist?
Yes,
they exist.
Wow,
Mallow Cups are the worst things ever, I'll tell you why. Because you see them on like an ad. Like I remember when I was a kid, when I first saw the ad, I was like, it's like a Reese's cup. But with marshmallow in it, oh, that's going to has to be the most delicious thing I've ever tasted. It is, in fact, the most undigestible garbage you would ever shovel into your mouth.
So is that yours?
Yes.
Okay.
The bastardized offshoot of Reese's Cups.
So let's go down and see which ones advance here.
Okay.
Between the listener. What ones were from the listener again? We got to see which ones of theirs make it off.
Okay, make it, like, continue to, like...
Be banished.
Only. Okay.
Yeah.
I, personally, we had two votes for candy corn.
Candy corn has to advance then.
Okay.
I think we could all make an argument it's not the best and should at least...
Well, for now, let's just say that it advances. We also had Almond Joy, Smarties, Tootsie Rolls, and Whoppers.
Well, I can tell you this. I like Mounds. Almond Joy's... Eh. What about you guys?
I'm okay with Almond Joy sticking around.
Yeah, I'm kind of okay with it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to eliminate
it. Because I have eaten them in desperate times.
So they will not be banished.
And it's not the worst.
Right.
Right.
And again, yeah, I like Almond Joys. I mean, not Almond Joy, Mounds. Almond Joys are my go-to if there weren't those.
Now, those each are a variation of each other, correct?
Almond Joys have nuts. Mounds don't.
Oh, okay. Raw, okay. Right, yeah. That's this. All right, so yeah, Almond Joy, sorry, Debbie, but you've been
eliminated from this
right,
elimination.
Yeah, yeah. we made the executive decision to not listen to anything you have to say.
For now.
We also had Smarties and Tootsie Rolls and Whoppers.
All right.
I'm willing to say it. Tootsie Rolls kind of suck.
I like Tootsie Rolls.
Again, all three of those are candies that I will eat in a pinch.
But if you had to, let's say at least one of these have to.
Well, you mean we're not going to advance it? I would agree with you. Smarties, I like Smarties. So Smarties would have to.
They can't move on in this.
Right.
No. And then Tootsie Rolls can go. Because I'm not really a fan of Tootsie Rolls at the end of the day.
Okay, so we're going to advance Tootsie Rolls then.
Yeah.
All right, we must.
Well, you're
not, I'll say not. Whoppers I cannot eliminate. I love Whoppers.
I kind of like Whoppers, too.
Yeah, especially you hold them in your mouth and then they dissolve.
Again, I'm considering, compared to some of these other options, Whoppers absolutely are not the worst thing in the world.
Right.
Except if you've ever had one that was just like a tad older and then they become chewy.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, that is terrible.
That's the worst surprise ever. Because they don't lose shape.
Right.
So then you find out in the middle.
But then again, McDonald's fries are terrible when they're cold and old, yep. too. The law of entropy is on full display and in rapid speed in McDonald's fries. Yeah. So, see, even the best of things can be made bad if it's not consumed in a timely fashion.
Okay, so which one advanced into this? Tootsie Rolls?
Well, did we advance any of ours?
Oh, wait, let's do ours.
Have you ever had a Mallow Cup? It has to go on.
Okay, that could go on. Well, then Good and Plenty's. Come on.
You both agreed that you hated Good and Plenty's, yeah. too, right? All right, well, advance that then. And who? What was the other one?
She Mike said and Mike and Ike's. I don't mind Mike and
yeah,
Ike's.
Yeah, no, Mike and Ike's are okay.
Okay.
They're not the worst thing.
All right. So
again, not the worst. Right, we're trying to find the worst candy ever.
To banish it.
All right. I'm going to say, even though two of our listeners wanted to push candy corn through, I kind of love candy corn.
I was going
to
say, we learned in that one episode, we sat here and ate a whole bag of candy corn.
I forgot about that.
We did.
I was on a sugar high.
And I learned to like it by the end.
I mean, I hated it by the end, but I liked it again the next day. So yeah. It was... Okay. I think I gave myself so much sugar, I erased my memory of that entire episode. Okay.
Candy corn is safe.
Okay. So because all three of us agree, candy corn kind of rules, right?
It rules, but in the poverty way.
I don't care.
Well, no, I'm just saying, poverty candy, it still rules.
I've got a glass pumpkin full of candy corn downstairs. You can have as much as you want before you leave.
We're doing it!
All right. So candy corn stays. We decided almond. So what's left now? We've got Tootsie Rolls,
Mallow Cups,
and Good and Plenty's.
And Good and Plenty's. So those are the only ones that are left, then, right?
I can't eliminate Tootsie Rolls. It's classic.
I mean, the only way I could see Tootsie Rolls not being eliminated is because they are a key component to Tootsie Pops, which are amazing.
I don't like Tootsie Pops.
What?
Mm-mm. I don't like Pops in general.
I like Tootsie Rolls just by themselves.
So you like Tootsie Rolls by yourself. I like Tootsie Rolls in Tootsie Pops. Mickey hates both.
Yeah.
And also hates happiness.
Two outrule one.
Fair enough. Two do outrule one.
Mm-hmm.
And since we are now down to the three of us making these decisions, Tootsie Rolls are safe.
Yes.
Okay.
So
Mallow Cups and Good and Plenty.
What's worse, Good and Plenty's or Mallow Cups? I mean, have you ever had a Mallow Cup?
Mm-hmm.
I have.
Think about how bad it was.
But Good and Plenty's are worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I can deal with a Mallow Cup.
Good and Plenty's are awful.
Sorry.
You can?
I can.
All right.
I also grew up on Fluffin'Utter sandwiches, so like, it doesn't bother me.
All right. How about this for an idea? Why don't we bring in Mallow Cups and bring in Good and Plenty's?
And we'll test them next week.
And we will test them next week on the show.
We got a packed show next week.
We do. Well, something's going to have to get bumped out of next week. There's no way we could do all of this in one episode.
We have a whole episode already.
We're gonna do everything that we've ever wanted. Why don't we just do the freaking donut run, too, at the same time?
Oh.
We'll just empty our bowels into next week's show.
We should, because I have been dying for apple cider donuts, so can we go to one of the corn mazes and do it in a corn maze?
The corn maze challenge.
Oh my god.
Chasing after donuts.
That's the name of our indie band.
Chasing after donuts. So we're gonna find out, and I almost feel like we should. I don't know. I got my brain is.
Do we put it up there?
We'll talk about this off mic. This is a conversation that needs to have, but we've got plans for this. We're going to figure this out before Halloween at least.
Well, we should do it next week to test it.
Yep.
We should.
We'll figure something out.
We're going to try it next week.
It's the best of a freak accident.
Well, we will end the best of a freak accident on that note, but with a little tease, next week is going to be another best of episode, and what I will do is I will make sure that the conclusion to the search for the worst candy and the banishment of such is included in next week's best of. So you will get that conclusion on the show that comes out New Year's week, so you'll have some resolution to that conflict. Or in the meantime, like I said at the top of the show, you have all the date stamps now from all those segments. You can go back in our podcast archive at our website and pull those episodes down, listen to them, get context for some of the jokes and things, and heck, you can go find that answer on your own if you feel really compelled to. Our website, of course, is our central hub for everything that has to do with this show. It's a freakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. I mentioned the podcast archive. Every episode we've ever done is right there at our website. Because sometimes when you're listening to a podcast on an app or something, you only get maybe 10, 20, who knows, 50 episodes. We've got a lot more than that, though. You can get all of our back library at our site. We also have a shop where you can buy. Right now, we only have one piece of merch there. More, though, is being discussed, so keep an eye on that. But we have a t-shirt that's actually a pretty cool design. Comes in multiple colors. It's only $19.99 plus shipping, so you can get that. And there's also a spot there at our shop for you to request free stickers. That's totally free. We've got some people waiting on stickers that are going to be going out in the new year once we're all back together. You can get your request in as well, and it can be batched together and sent out along with those. So get your requests in for that. You could also click the connect section. Keep track of us on social media. Even now, though we're not together doing the show, we're still active on social media, and we want to hear from you and interact with you. So come and hang out with us digitally, as it were. And don't forget, this is the most important thing. So a podcast relies on two metrics, really, that help the algorithms or whatever determine its overall standing. That is reviews and subscriptions. So if you enjoy this show, if you enjoyed this little sampling of our chaoticness from, you know, yesteryear, 2019, this random sampling of segments, you can go and give us a good review wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. So whatever app, whatever service, good review. If you could write something nice, that'd be super sweet, but rate us highly, and also make sure you subscribe. And the added benefit of that is you'll automatically get new episodes as they come out. So it's convenient, and the more subscribers we have, the higher we rank. And, you know, if we get really high, the cooler stuff that we can do, because the more clout we'll have, kind of thing. You understand. You can help us, and then we'll pay it right back to you. We're not going to be selfish about it. So help us out in those ways. Make sure you subscribe. And as Mickey always says, the most important thing is tell your friends about us. Share this episode with your family over the holidays. I'm sure they won't think you're crazy that much. But thanks for listening to this episode of the Best of a Freak Accident. Another one coming next week. Again, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we'll look forward to spending the new year together as well. So on behalf of the whole crew, Lazy E, Kara, and Mickey, I'm Crisco, reminding you that you might think you have it all figured out until a freak accident happens. Take care.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.